Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Go ahead, Ben. You have some news?
I understand. Well, does Chris want to do his news first? Because he already said he had news.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
That's that must have been before we started recording. Are we recording now, Danny? It's just to be clear.
Thanks a lot.
Seriously, are we recording?
Yes, we're fucking recording. Can we start?
Okay, I'm trying out for Last Comic Standing.
No way!
Are you really?
Yep.
When is that?
This Saturday.
That's awesome.
How come I didn't hear about that?
It's a 2-minute audition, and it's got to be completely clean.
Boo.
I don't know. I'm just going to introduce myself and then say goodnight.
Night, everybody. Suck my dick.
All your jokes are about porn and beating off.
Not all of them.
All the good ones.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Well, what's your
I'll news? Compromise. I'll tell clean jokes, but I'll beat off while I'm telling them.
We should explain that laugh in the background. We have a guest on our show. Should we use your full name?
I don't care if you do.
Well,
that's fine.
We have Tara McLogan on our show, who's an old high school friend of ours, and she was voted the funniest senior along with me and Ben. Is that right, Ben?
I don't remember.
I don't remember
if Chris was in the running or not.
Yeah, he was on the list to be voted for, but I don't remember him winning. I know it was me, you. We won. And
incidentally, Jay Leno is the king of late night.
Well, who was in the picture?
It was
almost see it in my life.
It was me and Ben, and it was you. And Sarah Silva. That's right. So
Sarah Silva,
Tara, sure. Sarah, Ben, and Danny.
I remember I got best dick.
Sucker. I remember you got that too. That was you won the contest. All right. Well, Ben, did you say you had some news too as well?
Well, it's not as big and as exciting as Chris's, but actually, my news is that the Shoddy Radio family will be growing by one.
Shut up. Are you kidding?
In mid September.
Oh, are you kidding me? You found us a new fan?
I adopted a kid.
Ben, that's awesome.
Is your wife pregnant? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. My wife is pregnant.
Oh, my God. That is, that is
how
huge.
How about a Banshee scream for that? That's really awesome.
It's funny.
Congratulations.
Thank you. This is the first time I've told Chris and Danny also.
Oh wow, that's awesome. When did you find out?
January 6th.
You've known that long?
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to say something because something bad can happen, right?
Yeah.
How far along is she?
She is... Hey, how far along are you? She's about 9 weeks. Well, wow. It'll be 9 weeks tomorrow.
That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy for you guys. That's great.
Do you remember the actual time that it happened? Did you feel like it was a good one?
They're all good ones.
Well, this leads perfectly into what our... first of all, congratulations, Ben. Seriously, that is so awesome. You're going to be a great dad. I can't wait to see it.
I hope so.
Do you guys have a preference on what you're going to have? Like, hoping for a boy?
A straight.
Of course, Ben's hoping for a boy.
Yeah, I want a boy. But, I mean, if it's a girl, then I guess I'll be okay with that.
Late term. I can do amazing things now.
No, I'm hoping for a boy, but...
You having a baby, Ben, actually leads perfectly into the game that I have planned for today. Because
what's the game?
The game is Fuck, Marry, or Kill. Which is you're given three options, and then they have to fuck one of these options, marry one, and kill one. So the game for today is that you have to imagine that none of us are married, none of us have girlfriends. That should be easy for Ben or for Chris. You have to imagine nobody loves us, and then you have to decide. But the whole point of it is we're going to make our cases for why we think we should, not be killed.
Well, I played this game before, but I have to take into account that Ben's not married.
Exactly. Ben,
that you don't have a girlfriend.
Ben,
okay,
right.
I got it.
Ben's not married.
I don't have a child on the way.
Yeah.
And that I'm
that's horrible.
Just for the purposes of the game.
And I'm disease free.
Yeah, for that point of the game. Chris doesn't have any STDs.
That's going to be really hard to imagine, but okay.
And pretend that Danny prefers the company of women.
Yeah, gay marriage isn't legal, so you can't gay marry me. I guess we should all make our case. I mean, are we all shooting for Mary here? Is that what we're going to try to all make our case for? Or just not to be killed? Or what's going on?
I think you guys should all fight for who I would want to not kill. And then,
right, and then
secondly, exactly. Who would I want to fuck? And then lastly, who would I want to marry?
Exactly. So I think I...
Because who wants to get married?
I think I...
Yeah, who would be a sucker for that?
Right. I'm going to go and try to make the case that you should kill Chris.
Well... Obviously, she's not going to kill me because then she can't fuck me.
That's not true. She can.
Yeah, that's not true.
She can always get you to the state of arousal right before she kills you.
Or just wait for rigor mortis to set in.
You guys haven't seen me in a long time. You have no idea.
Yeah, by the way, not a bad name for your son, Ben.
Rigor mortis.
Rigor mortis shields.
You can call him Riggy.
Get Riggy with it.
Riggy Shields.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Sounds like a hockey player to me.
Yeah, it does.
Well, if you just say Shields, it sounds like a hockey player. Let's be honest.
Oh, please.
Not if his name's like Francis or Julius or something like that.
What could be Francois? Because there's a French Canadian hockey player's name Francois.
That's true.
Confusion for those manning the puck points.
Francis carries the puck up ice, crosses the blue line, dumps it off the shield, shields back to Francis. Francis dumps it behind the net, picked up by Julius. Julius back to shield, shields to Francis. Francis with a one-timer to Julius. Oh, off the crossbar, back in front of the net. Riggy Shields with a big shot. Goal! What a shot by Riggy Shields. Ladies and gentlemen, Riggy rigor mortis Shields has tied it up here today. And what a heart this kid has. He's the first NHL player ever under 5 feet tall. He barely knows how to skate. He's legally retarded. But what a wrist shot this kid's got.
Make you smile, baby. Sonya would never fuck a guy like Chris.
Who would Sonya?
Not.
Who is Sonya more likely to do, me or Chris?
Should I ask her?
Yeah, we can make this. And
Danny wants to know who you would be more likely to have sexual intercourse with between Chris and Danny. You should see the face she's making right now. My God,
salivating.
Danny said salivating. I think she just threw up.
This is like Sophie's
it's
choice.
Morning sickness or evening sickness.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good segue as to why should I have sex with Chris? And I mean, well, she doesn't even want to do it. Why would I want to?
That's a good point.
Well, first off, we don't know that she doesn't want to. Second of all, let's just say hypothetically you were cheating on your husband with one of his close friends. Would you be all like, oh, I picked Chris, number one. You know?
And would you do it immediately?
Yeah, she you'd have to wait.
Of course she has to pretend and make that face like, ooh, I guess I get would fuck Danny.
She'd have to be like, fuck, I don't know. I've never fucked either one of them. So I don't really know, but I guess, I don't know, Chris, maybe?
She's just playing it cool.
Yeah.
Did she answer or did she just walk away?
Well, if I was a girl, I would rather fuck Chris over Danny.
How dare you? Come
that's
on.
No offense to Danny.
I would too.
What? Well, that's crazy.
I don't know. You know what though? When you think about it, I'm gonna help tear out a little bit because when you think about it, like, sure, Danny stinks and everything like that, but he has a nice body. He works out a lot. Also, Danny is very sensitive, so you know he's going to probably spend a lot of time downstairs. Oh, he seems like a giver.
Are you kidding me? You have no idea how much time I spend downstairs. I didn't even know there was an upstairs.
When he
you have an upstairs?
When he gets there, he's going to be very confused. Something's missing.
When he gets upstairs or downstairs?
No, downstairs. He's saying that I would be confused because there's no penis there.
Or Chris would probably be more of a selfish lover, but he would probably be better at actual technique.
No. Just stop that. Better at actual technique. You must be crazy. Chris, well, I'll tell you what Chris is going to do. Chris, it's just going to be an hour straight of jackhammering.
Jackhammering. Oh, my God.
It probably depends on what you want, though. Like, if you want, like, a soft, sensual experience, it's probably going to be Danny. Right, but like if you just want somebody to drip candle wax on you and choke the shit out of you.
Well, I didn't know Brian was an option.
Yeah, it depends on what you want. If you want an orgasm, yeah, go for Danny. But if you want someone to hate you and yell things at you, go ahead, pick Chris.
Well, I realize that your wife's in the room, Ben, but you're not even putting yourself in the category.
It's true.
So obviously you either want to be married or killed.
Oh, good point. I think Ben is more marriage material. I think it's for the fuck, it's going to come down to me and Chris. Maybe not, though. Ben can make a good case.
No, I mean, I'm going to throw a curveball at you all because I'm going to nominate for me to be killed because the legacy of me is currently growing in Sonia's uterus.
Yeah, but you can't bring that into... That doesn't exist in this contest.
I know, because you don't even have a wife.
Exactly. You have to play this game.
As far as this game goes, that baby is baby Jesus. It was just born
exactly,
out of all of a sudden.
Exactly.
But I don't believe in baby Jesus.
You're fucking...
Chris, how come... I think I'm thinking about either killing you or marrying you. So let's see what you have to say.
Well, I honestly think I'm the marriage material guy.
Oh, stop.
No, really.
Really? Because, more than the fuck guy?
Yeah, because here's the thing. Tara doesn't want a guy fucking clinging at her leg like Danny would be every night. She wants a man with his own interests.
Right. Chris loves pornography.
That's true.
Exactly.
He has his own interests.
Wouldn't I be the best for marriage since it's obvious that I can already pull it off?
Well, Jesus.
You're not married.
You can't bring
that
up, Ben. You don't understand the fucking point of this game. How many times do I have to explain it to
you? But no, listen. If you can say about why you would be the best lover and stuff, and you're trying to pull off instances in your own life now, then that's not the game either.
No, I'm listen. Let me tell you something. You can refer back to times you've made love to Sonia, but we have to assume that every relationship in our past just ended yesterday. And then at that point, you can talk about like all the things you've done sexually in your past or all the great relationships you've had, but you're not married now. You know what I mean? Like,
I got you. I know how it works.
All right.
Well, and I haven't seen you guys since high school. I'm not going to say how long ago that was, but...
I'm 6'2", 205 now, and my body fat percentage is probably half a percent.
Ben, are you just describing me to try to make me sound better, or what's going on here?
Like, I'm literally washing clothes on my abs right now, and they're jeans.
Here we go. I'll point that out. Only one of us here could wash clothes on his abs.
Anybody could.
Yeah, but only
and it's
one
the
of
guy who would never wash his clothes. So what's your point?
Who is that? Is that Danny?
It's me.
Danny, you don't wash your clothes. That's disgusting.
No, that's not. Well,
you've
because my because my girlfriend does it.
You've met Danny before.
Are you playing coy? Acting?
It's not a secret anymore, Tara. You can say that Danny stinks. It's all right. He's
said,
okay with it.
He said go back to high school, not since the beginning of time.
No, I stank as a baby. I stank as a fetus. That was a stank-ass fetus.
I don't think it's so much stinking. I think it's fermenting.
Danny's mom has the only sonogram pictures with stink lines. How are the flies surviving in there?
It's like maggots in the womb.
Like pig pen?
Yeah. But here's another thing. Chris and Ben, do you know why they think I stink so bad? Because what they're actually smelling is my pheromones. It's my sexual prowess that they're smelling, and they're just repulsed by it, and they want to stay away. They don't realize that it's actually...
Well, how come girls don't get wet when they smell rotten cottage cheese?
Some do.
I'm lactose intolerant, just so you know.
Not in this world, you're not. Not in this game.
I don't need no love. I just
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio at Facebook.com. Do you have a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com. Or give them a ring, 774-633-9669. That's 7 Shoddy Now.
Okay, so none of you guys have even made an argument as to which one of you I should marry.
Okay,
so
I made an excellent.
First of all, I'm going to say I don't want to be just fucked. I want to be married.
Why do you always make it you the one getting fucked?
I'm saying, well, if I get to choose what I want, I would choose marriage because that's more the kind of guy that I am. And I think, honestly, that's more the kind of guy Ben is also.
I don't think that's the kind of girl Tara is.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I mean...
what is that supposed to mean?
Well, you're not marriage material.
Just that you're but, a
slut.
I'm kidding.
I'm completely joking. I don't know anything about your personal life.
Well, you're probably right because, you know, old now and I'm not married.
Listen,
I've never been married.
That's by your choice, though.
Tara always seemed like a cool girl.
But we don't know that.
She seemed like a cool girl always to me. That's why I say that.
You don't have to try and, like, you know... You won't hurt my feelings. Don't worry.
Listen, Chris has never been concerned about feelings on this podcast, believe me. I've cried myself to sleep many times.
I see Tara's not being one of these super clingy broads.
Yeah, I can see that. She's independent. But every girl is still a female. They still want someone to take care of them and give them a little bit of attention. I mean, it's just inherent as a human to want that.
Well, she wants a guy that she can be married to, but she doesn't have to hang out with him all the time. But once in a while, he drives down to San Diego and hits it really hard.
They're married, but they don't even live in the same town?
I don't know where they live. I don't want to write the fucking story of their lives. But marriage is defined in many different ways, Danny. I think Tara and I are the closest marriage match of all of us.
Maybe, really?
Why is that?
I think so.
Why is that?
Because I think we're both fucking super cool.
Chris knows that is sweet, though. It sounds like someone's trying to get a date for Valentine's.
No.
Dude, it's Valentine's.
I thought it was Valentine's.
Valentine's Day.
What time is it? Valentine.
So... Tell us what you're leaning towards right now, Tara. We want to get like a...
Well, you know, you guys aren't making it very easy for me, but these are my gut reactions,
okay.
If you want them. Do you want me to just like go down the list?
Yeah.
Fuck,
I think
marry, kill.
Exactly. I think that'll give us a good way to sort of try to argue our way out of where we've been placed so far.
And remember, marriage means you get to fuck all the time. So could kill.
Okay, so this is who I'd fuck. I would pick Ben.
Ooh,
damn.
That's an obvious.
And here's the reason why. Because you're exotic.
Oh, that's true.
And this is how I imagine it would go. It'd be like, you and I, you would take me on a date, and we go to, like, Benihana's. And we would go there. We'd go there, and it would be so much fun. We'd be having a date, and I would be getting really turned on because it'd be, like, an authentic environment for you to be in.
Right.
And so...
Like my natural habitat.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then after we got that complimentary photo, I'd be really, really excited. I'd want to go home and put it on the nightstand and, you know, one thing leads to another.
Right.
So that's what I was thinking, but I think it was the reverse psychology thing.
You're forgetting the main stereotype about Asians, though.
I thought we were going to keep that a secret.
All right. So now there's a lot of tension coming up because one of me and Chris is going to die. This is a big moment right here. Fuck, I hope I
Danny, are you nervous right now?
I gotta admit, I'm a little nervous.
I think Danny's dead, to be honest.
Oh, God. Damn it.
Why do you think that?
Yeah.
Just because he already smells like he's dead, so why not just go full circle?
I don't know if I'm gonna get the marriage pick, but can Danny just be dead no matter what?
Love and marriage.
Ooh, that's
true. I don't know. We'll see.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, well, it's hard for the marriage and the death part because it's one and the same to me, really. But,
Dude, that's not cool.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Come on.
You want a rim shot?
I'm just jealous.
I'll throw a rim shot in for that.
Who should I say first? Should I say marry or kill?
You got to say marry, because then we just know what kill is.
All right, I guess I would marry you, Danny, because in my mind it would be like the King of Queens show, you know?
Yes, that's true. I would be
wear a uniform every day, and you'd be driving the FedEx truck.
And I have a hot wife.
And you'd come home.
That I don't deserve.
He's with a woman way out of his league.
I have an awesome last name.
I think what I'm hearing from Tara is that she wants to do sort of a Romeo and Juliet murder-suicide thing with me so we can be together forever and our souls can fuck for all eternity.
Tara's going to be getting a lot of ghost dick.
Did I just grab a ghost dick?
Anyway, so this is why I would pick Chris to kill.
Okay, yeah, this is what I want to hear.
It's not a process for elimination, really, Chris, just so you know. And it's more for your benefit than anything else. I was thinking about you because it would boost your comedic career. You know, it'd be like you're taking a team, one for the team for the shoddies, you know? Like, your ratings would go through the roof. Because I'd set it up like David Carradine, where it looks like you're going to die from asphyxiation while whacking off. Because I think it would make headlines.
But you would whack me off before.
So now, Chris, you need to try to talk your way out of getting killed. I think that's what the point of this is, right?
Is it? I don't know. That was a pretty beautiful story. Well, first of all...
Yeah, and it would be your choice, whether you want belt or robe, string, you know, whatever you want. Chris, whatever would look the best in your eyes.
I think that'll be the lady's choice, actually.
Here's the true romantic to his very last breath.
What a gentleman.
Here's why this
I think
is...
we should use a nylon. Nylon would be really sexy to strangle you with.
I could see that.
I love nylon.
That's Broad's choice.
So, Chris, are you just accepting death? You're not even going to try to argue your way around?
I know how she really feels.
Come on, that's a cop out. You got to make her say. You got to convince her. That's the whole point of this.
Well, look, I can't convince her to marry or not kill me. I just want to convince her not to marry you.
I'm a good choice for marriage.
No, you're wrong. You're the worst choice for me.
Why? Explain why.
Because as you get older, you're not going to get less stinky. That doesn't happen.
I gotta say something.
My previous theory is that he's fermenting, right? Like some days, in the not so distant future, he'll spontaneously combust anyways, and then he'll die.
Hang on, Tara. First of all,
you're living in a dream world.
I'm like a fine wine. You know, like there's a point where a fine wine stinks, but it just gets better with age.
You need a decanter.
Exactly. I do.
You need a deodorant.
I want to say Chris and Ben are exaggerating. I don't stink like
I'm not exaggerating at all, and I don't even try to be funny when I talk about your smell.
Unbearably nonstop.
Like, your smell makes me angry.
I don't stink unbearably nonstop.
Plus, here's the thing. Honestly, here's another reason, and this is not even a joke. I think Danny is a clingy relationship guy. He needs a lot of affection. He's always hugging on his women, and that's fine. That's a beautiful thing. He's a passionate man like other men we've known. But Tara, I don't think, would go for that at all. I don't see her wanting a guy like just... literally, like, dry humping her around the house.
I don't literally dry hump anyone. Hang on, and I'm not that clingy, but I'll tell you what, I don't spend nearly as much time with Tanya as I should. Well, with women as I should. I can't say who the women are because of my ground rules. But when I do, yeah, I give them as much attention as I can because they deserve it.
What do you mean, as you should, though? What does that mean?
Because women in general need, in my experience, like to have attention from the men that they're with.
They need discipline also.
You're right. Women like attention, but they don't want somebody that's constantly clinging on them.
But
like,
that's not me.
You know, waiting for them when they get home from work and asking them what the plans are for them.
That is clearly not me. That's the opposite of me.
Well, and who's to say in this marriage that I'm hypothetically speaking of that there's not going to be a divorce?
Oh, that's a good point. Maybe
or an annulment.
Oh.
I won't sign. I'll quit my.
I can fuck Ben and then marry you, get annulled, and then asphyxiate Chris and live off the money that I make off of his career.
Hey, you know what would really do my career wonders? a long and happy marriage where I never have to see my wife. That'll really build the legend, I think.
Who's had a career built off that?
That's exactly why I would kill you, because you would never want to see me. Why would I want to marry you?
I would want to see you, but just on your terms, because I'm not super clingy.
Chris, see, here's what I think Chris is doing wrong. Chris is trying a little too hard to play the cool role. He's not being honest. I don't think he's being honest.
Really? What do you think? I
I've seen you with girlfriends before. You like to be around your girlfriend when you have a girlfriend. I mean,
I don't really think you have all that much.
Hang on. Yes, I have.
When I was younger.
That's true.
Before I learned.
Before you learned, go ahead, finish that sentence. Marry yourself.
Before I learned shit.
tie the noose, Chris. Finish that sentence.
You know, before you learn things, you get older and you learn things. I don't need to say any more than that.
Plus, you know, Chris, if you were the one that I picked to fuck, you would never call me. Danny might call me all the time, asking, you know, when we were going to see each other again.
Exactly.
Ben would call me just once, just to say, hey, it was really nice to meet you.
No, I would call
but
you
it wouldn't
once.
Be weird.
I would call you once or twice. I would call you like, here's what I would, here, seriously, I don't like to fuck a girl one time. I like to fuck her at least 2-3 times at the most. And that's going to require phone calls, is it not? At least text messages. What are not psychics? I really don't. I feel like it's a shame to sleep with a girl just one time. It's like, oh man, just one time? I couldn't show you all my skills on one time, you know? I want to disappoint you 3 times so that you're completely certain that you're not missing any details.
Oh, man.
Chris is really good at this game.
He's making a really good argument as to why I shouldn't kill him, and I should pick him to fuck. I should kill Danny and marry Ben.
The crazy thing is I'm begging Tara to marry me, and that's the only option she hasn't even entertained.
In every scenario, Ben's staying alive.
I think that's obvious.
What's going on? There's no chance you're killing Ben?
None.
I couldn't kill Ben, though.
Is it just because he's Asian?
I could see myself marrying Ben, maybe. But I think Ben would be a good husband, but it would, you know, I don't know.
Great husband was the correct answer.
I'm kind of on the fence. Chris, I'm scared to marry you. Like, I really am. I'm not going to lie. That's why you've never been in the running for it at all.
Scared why? Because I'll hurt you emotionally or physically?
Because you're right on both accounts.
Because I think you'd be the one to divorce me because your comedic career is going to blow up and you're going to, like, go on tour and I'm going to be the, you know, the lonely wife at home.
Okay.
No, but you'll always be my number one. You understand?
I think Tara's made her decision.
I think Tara wants to marry and fuck me, but her love for me and my career is outshining it. She's being so unselfish, and that's the truest love of all.
Okay, what's the symptom? Even great
thank you.